a week after Thurman Munson smashed his plane, because I remember, you know, if you want to check Thurman Munson from the New York Yankees, his death date, because I did a flyer, you know, everyone used to do paste up flyers back then. And I remember, like, you know, doing a flyer saying the pigs, the tsetse flies, and then under it, it said, you know, 50 Cent Kessler, and no, Thurman Munson won't be there. So it must have been right around there. And I'll tell you that we played that first weekend, and then I think, and I want to say J.F. Terhorst, if he was a Detroit guy or someone, but someone anyways wrote on the editorial page, and I've got it somewhere, the headline was like, you know, Surfin' Bootsy, the Chili Sisters, a Neon Sausage, you know, because you know about the Kowalski sausage, right? Is that still up, the Neon? Yeah. And that was like the headline. And then this guy, you know, just wrote this glowing review, you know, about this woman in a leopard polyester. And that was like, you know, after the first week that we opened. And honest to God, since then, it was like, you know, there was a really hot run there for about 5 years at least. I mean, that's when, you know, Iggy would stop in and, you know, like it was so packed that Lily wouldn't let in Bruce Springsteen because she didn't know who he was. And Kelsey Grammer was there once because he was working with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on Thanksgiving. So he came in the night before with his stripper girlfriend and he was doing blow in a bathroom. And I mean, it was pretty nuts. You know, it's like I'd come in and I go, hey, what's been going on? It's like, oh, you just fucking missed Iggy. And I'm like, what? And it was like, yeah, he came here with one of your ex-girlfriends. And I'm like, ah, that motherfucker, you know. But it was pretty funny, you know, the people that showed up there.